To be successful, you must surround yourself with successful people. Before you create a network circle of success, strategically select. This is your opportunity to be picky, because the people you pick and pitch to be in your inner success circle will have the ability to build you up or tear you down, give you great ideas and inspiration, or suck you dry. The pitch challenge today: make a list of people in your personal and professional life who are holding you back from achieving your goals. These do not have to necessarily be negative people. It could simply be a friend who may be monopolizing all your time with entertainment and carefree fun and holding you back from your professional goals. Then make a short list of people who inspire you, keep you on track and accountable, challenge your ideas in a positive way, and are supportive of your success. Next, make a one-on-one appointment with each of these people to meet up for lunch or coffee once a month. There does not need to be an agenda. In fact, it's best if you don't have an agenda, but rather use the time to check in, share aspirations and challenges, and brainstorm new approaches or ideas. For a long time, I have been searching for a group to meet with, a mastermind group of sorts, but it's been impossible to not only find the right group, but to orchestrate one on my own. So I've launched my one-on-ones this month, and I'm meeting with one of those professionals in my success circle later today. Choose wisely who you spend your time with, as English nobleman and writer William Penn sums it up like this. He says, "Time is what we want most, but use worst." Making the most of your time starts with the people you are selectively surrounding yourself with to reach the next level of your success.